here we are once again, and we close out the merry month of May with you as we go back in history to listen to music which became popular in those weeks in history containing the 29th of May, which is the date. If you're listening to us streaming on mpbn.net on a Friday afternoon at 2. And, of course, we go from 1915 to 1975 with you each week, listening to that music popular in those weeks containing the 29th of May. So we begin 108 years ago with a new one from Byron Harlan and Will Robbins, who were recording for the Columbia Graphophone Company. And they had this new hit for us 100 years ago this week called By Heck.
I came to town from Oskaloosa to sell my oldest milking window cow, some bull. Why, she's a regular Lollapalooza. I bet you $40 she will fetch 10 beans. Why, heck, this is a rattling lively city.
Say, Josh, just look at all those electric cars.
Why, gum, it sure is a doggone city.
I didn't put a half a dollar in my jeans.
Oh, what a town. Makes me feel just like a clown. Here he's walking up and down with a cow. Why, heck, wow, he's some darn fool. I'm a devil as a rule. Better swap a foreign mule. My jewel, it's true. By heck, wow! Just went into a place that they call Rector.
The gals
were dressedly mostly cut away.
Hey, boy.
Stood at the door and called me Hector.
Said, I'll take your hat and coat, sir, if I may.
Why, heck, that stirred the blood in a good that way.
I said, I'm not as foolish as I look.
My gosh, his brother used to be a burglar.
I knew it in a minute that he was a crook.
Oh, what a town. Makes me feel just like a clown. Here he's walking up and down with a cow. By heck, wow, he's some darn fool. I'm a devil as a rule. Better swap a foreign mule. My jewel, it's true. By heck,
what a clown.
Honest to goodness, I am sore.
Makes him feel just like a clown.
Never come back here anymore.
Here he's walking up and down
with a bunny
and a cow.
Where's the police? By heck, wow,
he's some darn fool.
Just like a kid out of school.
He's the devil as a rule.
I'm the village constable.
Better swap a foreign mule.
Dollar to boot,
his jewel.
Isn't he cute?
It's cruel.
By heck, wow!
Little musical humor for you from 100 years ago with Byron Harlan and Will Robbins doing By Heck. Okay, on we move 10 years to the week ending May the 30th, 1925, and here's that Gershwin show title that we've heard a couple of times orchestrally, if you want to, or instrumentally, so if you want to put it that way, Paul Whiteman having the first big hit version of that, and we had Carl Fenton's orchestra doing it about 3 weeks ago. And now Cliff Edwards to give us the words. He was known to us also as Ukulele Ike, as he brought us 90 years ago this week, Oh Lady Be Good.
Yeah. listen to my tale of woe. It's terribly sad but true. All dressed up, no place to go. Each evening I'm awfully blue. I must win some winsome miss. Can't go on like this. I could blossom out, I know, with somebody just like you. So, oh, sweet and lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. I am so awfully misunderstood. Oh, lady, be good to me. Oh, please have some pity. I'm all alone in this big city. I tell you I'm just a lonesome babe in the woods. Oh, lady, be good to me.
Edwards, ukulele Ike. Oh, lady, be good. We keep moving. Now we're in the week ending June the 1st, 1935. And here's a tune that came out of a local musical production on the West Coast called Stags at Bay. And it provided this hit for Tom Coakley and his orchestra. We have Carl Ravazza to bring us this vocal for East of the Sun and West of the Moon.
East of the Sun and West of the Moon, we'll build a dream house of love. Near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night, we'll live in a lovely way, dear, living our love and pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon. Thank you.
among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun, west of the moon.
Tom Coakley and his orchestra with Carl Ravazza are doing the vocal for East of the Sun and West of the Moon. New this week ending June the 1st, 1935. We have a flip side from Victor Young and his orchestra. We've turned over his recording of About a Quarter to Nine, which you heard here 3 weeks ago. And both of these tunes came out of that movie musical Go Into Your Dance. And this side is the song we heard introduced last week by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra called She's a Latin from Manhattan, vocalizing here for Victor Young, Hal Burke, and the Tune Twisters.
Manhattan. You can tell by her manana, she's a Latin from Manhattan, and not Havana. Though she does a rumba for us, and she calls herself Dolores, she was in a Broadway chorus, known as Susie Donahue. She can take a tambourine and whack it, but with her it's just a racket. She's a hooper from 10th Avenue. She's a Latin from Manhattan. She's a 42nd Streeter. She's a Latin from Manhattan. Senorita Donahue.
She's a Latin from Manhattan. You can tell by her manana. She's a Latin from Manhattan and not Havana. Though she does the rumba for us, and she calls herself Dolores, she was in a Broadway chorus known as Miss Susie Donahue. She can take a tambourine and whack it, but with her it's just a racket. She's a hooker from 10th Avenue. Doodle-a-dit-a-doodle-da-da-da-dum. She's a Latin from Manhattan, just a 42nd Streeter. She's a Latin from Manhattan by the name of Senorita Donahue. She's a Latin from Manhattan, just a 42nd Streeter. She's a Latin from Manhattan by the name of Susie, otherwise known as Sophie, otherwise known as Senorita Donahue.
There we had Victor Young and his orchestra with Hal Burke and the Tune Twisters for She's a Latin from Manhattan from Go Into Your Dance. Next, we have a song from another picture on the silver screen 80 years ago, a picture called Hooray for Love. And this was a song out of that show, written by Fields and McHugh, of a song which became the first hit for Louis Prima, that famous band leader who made his first appearance 80 years ago with his New Orleans gang, to bring us this song out of Hooray for Love called I'm Living in a Great Big Way.
snap in my fingers, got rhythm in my walk. As the Austin said, I'm living in a great big way. Oh, got a handful of nothing, and I watch it like a hawk. Well, I'm doing okay, I'm living in a great big way. Oh, I'm the salt in the ocean, I'm the sun in the sky. I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt, I'm $1 million long. I got a snap in my finger, got a rhythm in my walk. Got the devil today, I'm living in a great big way. Oh.
There we had Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang with I'm Living in a Great Big Way out of the show Hooray for Love. Next, we have the second appearance of the Mills Blue Rhythm Band. And it was led by Lucky Millinder, and they had for us 80 years ago this week, an instrumental called Dancing Dogs. And, of course, the dog is not referring to animals, but to feet.
Thank you.
There we had a little riff in from the Mills Blue Rhythm Band 80 years ago this week with Dancing Dogs. Now, we move on 10 years to the week ending June the 2nd, 1945, and lo and behold, here's a new hit from Louis Prima and his orchestra 10 years after I'm Living in a Great Big Way. Louis was recording for Majestic Records here and had his version of the old sea chanty that we heard introduced last week by Tony Pastor called Bell Bottom Trousers. Vocal here including Lily Ann Carroll.
Sailor, happy as could be, and he was the cause of all my misery. With his bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue,
she loves her sailor, and he loves her too.
He asked me for a candle to light him up to bed. He asked me for a kerchief to tie around his head. I, like a silly girl, thinking it no harm, laid down beside him just to keep him warm. With his bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue,
she loves her sailor and he loves her too.
Of day, a sawbuck note he left for me before he went away. And he wrote a message that if I have a son, let him be a sailor if he wants to have some fun. With his bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue,
she loves a sailor and he loves her
daughter, on your knee. And if it is a boy, send the beggar out to sea, singing bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. Oh, he'll climb the rigging like the sailors used to do.
If my sailor I can't find on the bounding main, I am hopeful he will soon come home safe again. So we can get married and raise a family, dress up all our kitties in sailor's dungaree.
Lily Ann Carroll and Louis, they're doing the vocals for Bell-Bottom Trousers. 70 years ago this week, new hit for Louis Prima and his orchestra. We come to Bing now, and Bing has for us the song out of the Disney picture Three Caballeros that we heard Charlie Spivak do last week. Here's Bing with his version of You Belong to My Heart.
You belong to my heart, now and forever. And our love had its start not long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it true. 'Twas a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes through a kiss when they met mine. Now we own and all the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song and you'll always belong to my heart. A moment like this, do you remember? And your eyes through a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song and you'll always belong to my heart.
Bing Crosby there, backed up by Xavier Cugat and his orchestra for You Belong to My Heart. Cugat will be back with us with his own hit here in a few minutes. This week ending June the 2nd, 1945, we have Frank Sinatra bringing his version of the Johnny Mercer theme, Dream. There were Frank Sinatra, and not the Pied Pipers behind him. Of course, the Pied Pipers introduced Dream to the hit parade back in March of 1945. But had Frank and the Pied Pipers still been with Tommy Dorsey, they would have done that together, but they didn't, because this was 1945. Here's a song we've heard before. We heard this done last week by Dick Hames, and it was the title to the movie Laura. This week we'll hear Johnny Johnston sing it.
Is the face in the misty light? Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night. That you can never quite recall. And you see, Laura, on the train that is passing through, those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Johnny Johnston with his version of Laura. Next we hear the tune that was introduced 3 weeks ago by Woody Herman. And we also heard a version by Erskine Hawkins this month of this new hit for Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. 70 years ago this week, song which Louis would include in the movie Swing Parade of 1946. Here's Louis Jordan with Caledonia Boogie.
Thank you. walking with my baby. She got great big feet. She long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot? Ma, I love you. Love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, cause Caledonia is your name. She told me, no kid. That's what she said. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother her. But mama didn't know what Caledonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot? Ma!
Caledonia from Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. As promised, we'd have Xavier Cugat back with his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra with his new hit for Columbia called Good, Good, Good. That's you, that's you. Del Campo doing the vocal here.
Good, good, good. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Fine, fine, fine. Yum, yum, yum. Good, good, good.
That's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. And every time I kiss you, how I hate to stop. I wreck my brain to find the proper adjective. A sentimental compliment to give you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good.
Good, good, good.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Fine, fine, fine.
Fine, fine, fine.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Thank you.
Good, 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 from Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra. Del Tempo, the vocal there. Our final newcomer this week ending June the 2nd, 1945. A flip side from Charlie Spivak. The flip of Charlie's You Belong to My Heart, which we had for you last week. On this side, Jimmy Saunders doing the vocal for There Must Be a Way.
Reflecting your eyes, I just don't know how to disguise how much I miss you. There must be a song that doesn't remind me of you. There must be a kiss to thrill me like yours used to do. I looked for a way to be happy, happy with somebody new. Oh, there must be a way, but I can't find the way without you.
Charlie Spivak and his orchestra with Jimmy Saunders vocalizing There Must Be a Way. Now we move on 10 years to the week ending June the 4th, 1955, and we had a new hit from Giselle McKenzie 60 years ago this week called Hard to Get.
They were hard to get. You wanted my kisses when first we met. How you wanted my kisses. They were hard to get till I was sure your love was true. Then I gave you all my heart and all my kisses too. I wish that I'd been smart and never adored you. You broke my heart. Easy kisses just bored you. But the day will come when you will find to your regret a love as true as mine is hard to get.
Giselle McKenzie there with Hard to Get. Well, an expression which was defining a new genre of popular music 60 years ago became a song title for McGuire Sisters 60 years ago this week, as a flip side to their Something's Gotta Give, which we had for you last week, came around this week. Rhythm and Blues.
They got Rhythm and Blues.
Rhythm and Blues.
Mama wants to go out dancing. Papa doesn't like it there. Mama likes the red hot music. Papa likes the cool fresh air. Mama likes to hear him rocking. Papa likes the rocking chair. They got Rhythm and Blues.
Rhythm and Blues.
Rhythm and Blues.
Rhythm and Blues.
Mama's got the rhythm, Papa's got the blues. Mama used to wash the dishes. Papa sat beneath the fan. Mama used to go to market. Papa was a happy man. Mama's busy playing records. Papa's eating from a can. They got Rhythm and Blues.
Rhythm and Blues.
Rhythm and Blues.
Rhythm and Blues.
Mama's got the rhythm, Papa's got the blues.
Please deliver me.
Dance with me, Henry. Come on, Papa.
Please leave me alone. Stop that music. Ah, that's nice. Good.
Mama calls him Cool Cool Daddy. Papa really hates the name. Mama claps her hands in rhythm. Papa says, what a shame. Mama ain't the same old mama. Papa says she's not to blame.
It's that Rhythm and Blues. Rhythm and Blues. the blues.
What a pastiche that was from the McGuire sisters trying to get with it. This week ending June the 4th, 1955. Well, let's see. I think they were outdone by the Fontaine sisters now. This is the flip of their Rolling Stone from last week. Well, at least the Fontaine sisters rocked up an old song on this side. This was a big hit in 1940. For Kay Kaiser, rocked up here 60 years ago this week by the Fontaine sisters with Playmates.
Playmate, come out and play with me. And bring your dollies three. Climb up my apple tree. Look down my rain barrel. Slide down my cellar door. And we'll be jolly friends forevermore. She couldn't come out and play. It was sunny day. With tearful eyes she breathed a sigh, and I could hear her say, I'm sorry, little playmate, but I cannot play with you. My dollies have the flu. Ooh-ooh-ooh-ooh-ooh. Ain't got no rain barrel. Ain't got no cellar door. But we'll be jolly friends forevermore. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Playmate, hurry on out, play with me. Don't forget your dollies three. Fly way up my apple tree.
What?
Look down my rain barrel. Jolly good friends forevermore. Playmate, I cannot play with you. My dollies have the flu. Ain't got no rain.
The Fontaine sisters with Playmates. Let's check these chart toppers the week ending June the 4th, 1955. Let's see, on top of the top 30, I guess it was then. Les Baxter continued in his second week at number one with Unchained Melody. And on the LP side of things, the best-selling LP honors now went to Sammy Davis Jr. with his album starring Sammy Davis Jr., ousting Crazy Otto from that top LP spot this week, ending June the 4th. 1955, a new hit from Teresa Brewer 60 years ago this week, called Silver Dollar.
A woman, a woman, a woman, yes, a woman, a woman, a woman, a woman, yes, a woman.
You throw a silver dollar down upon the ground and it'll roll because it was round. A woman doesn't know what a good man she's lost until she throws him down. So listen, listen, listen to me. I'll make you understand how a dollar always travels from hand to hand, but a woman goes from man to man. Like a ship without a sail, a boat without a rudder, or a fish without a tail. Oh, a man without a woman isn't worth a little grain of sand. But there's one thing worse in this universe, and that's a woman without a man. Oh, a woman
she's got until she turns him down.
Down, down.
A woman, yes, a woman.
You throw a silver dollar down upon the ground and it'll roll because it's round. A woman doesn't know what a good man she's lost until she throws him down. So listen, listen, listen to me. I'll make you understand how a dollar always travels from hand to hand, but a woman goes from man.
But not always.
A woman goes from man to man.
Yes, a woman, yes, a woman. That's a woman.
Silver Dollar from Teresa Brewer. Our final newcomer this week ending June the 4th, 1955, is that theme from the TV series, which was the, I guess, hospital rendition of Dragnet, True Cases, you know, dramatized with real medical people in the series Medic. We heard the theme for that back about 6 weeks ago, I guess, from Les Baxter and his orchestra. And now we get to hear the words to the Medic theme, sung by Felicia Sanders. This was her only solo hit on the Hit Parade, except she had been the soloist for Percy Faith and his orchestra for his huge number one hit of the song from Moulin Rouge back in 1953. So the voice of Felicia Sanders once again on the Hit Parade 60 years ago this week with Blue Star.
Blue star, when I am blue, all I do is look at you, for I seem to find peace of mind, and I never get lonely when you shine from afar. With you away up there, I don't dare to have a care, for I want to show that your glow lets me know that you know that I'm not blue, blue
Felicia Sanders with the Blue Star, the Medic theme. And now we find ourselves at that midpoint on our trip down memory lane. And this reminder that, of course, we're streaming your way on a Friday afternoon on the website of the Maine Public Broadcasting Network, mpbn.net. And of course, you've probably found out that if you're not around to listen to the stream on a Friday afternoon, you can go right to that same website and download that program at a future time, along with many others that we've brought you in the past weeks and months. And you can get it on demand, either streaming or downloading onto your device as a podcast, where you can store it and listen again. So all those options for you, remembering that you get the new program at 2 o'clock every Friday afternoon, like we used to do on the radio. Radio? What's that? We're going to go HD radio. Won't that be a sight? How do you call radio high definition? That's beyond me. But anyway, we'll comment more on that, I'm sure, in the future. HD radio. Well, anyway, I always thought a CD was a certificate of deposit, but I've been playing a lot of them this afternoon. Enough of this as we head for this week in 1965, and we're going to check out some of the news that was making news in the state of Maine here 50 years ago, with a look at the front page of the Bangor Daily News for Thursday, the 27th of May, 1965. Governor Reed told newsmen Wednesday he favors a state plan to preserve the Allegash River Valley for recreational use, a proposal which would rule out the Cross Rock Power Project. The governor has indicated such a leaning in the past, but made it firm at a news conference Wednesday. He told newsmen he has a report that U.S. Interior Department officials who are interested in the Allegash region for national park purposes do not think the state plan is adequate. But he said if the legislature passes the pending bill for state control, it seems to me quite remote that the federal government would still move in with a national riverway area. If the legislature does not act, however, a move by the federal government to take the 100-mile valley and its lakes is a strong possibility, he said. And legislation to apply the 4% sales tax to charges for in-state telephone and telegraph service was passed Wednesday and sent to Governor Reed. The Senate's 30-3 enactment vote, followed by some 3 hours, a House vote of 109-20 for the levy to raise $3.2 million in the coming biennium. When Governor Reed signs the measure, as he has indicated he will, the tax will take effect July 1 as one component of a supplemental budget plan on which there is bipartisan agreement. And finally, 50 years ago, the Maine legislature was asked Wednesday to create a subpoena-empowered commission to investigate the Cassius Clay Sonny Liston heavyweight title bout, while Governor John Reed defended the fight as completely legal. State Senator Donald O'Leary of Mexico, who denounced Tuesday night's minute-long bout as a debacle, filed a request for the Special Investigative Commission, but the Senate tabled the request for further considerations. Reed said the fight ended in a legitimate knockout and that he would have no reservations about having Clay fight his next title defense in Maine if he has an opponent with a suitable record. Those stories from the front page of the Bangor Daily News, Thursday, the 27th of May, 1965. Okay, now we're on our way to the newcomers to Billboard's Hot 100 this week ending May the 29th, 1965. We begin with Herman's Hermits from over the seas there, of course, and they were bringing back to us one of Sam Cooke's 1960 hits called Wonderful World.
Don't know much about history.
Hartman's Hermits with A Wonderful World. The Seekers, having their second appearance on the Hot 100 50 years ago this week with A World of Our Own.
Close the door, light the light, we're staying home tonight, far away and the bright city lights. Let them all fade away, just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind us there, and I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world of our own.
Oh my love, I cried for you so much. Lonely nights without sleeping while I long for your touch. Now your lips can erase the heartache I've known. Come with me to a world of our own. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind us there, and I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world of our own.
The Seekers and A World of Our Own. A little bit of soul now, 50 years ago this week, with Fred Hughes having the first of three appearances on the Hot 100 with Ooh Wee Baby, I Love You.
I love you.
We had the first appearance of Fred Hughes on the Hot 100. Ooh-wee, baby, I love you. Well, them didn't make any... I guess they didn't let any time go between their first two hits. Parrot 9727 from that Belfast Northern Ireland group you heard last week. Of course, Gloria. And now Parrot 9749 coming around this week to the Hot 100 as Them revived Benny King's 1961 hit, Here Comes the Night.
With another guy, his arm around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die. Accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be. Whoa, well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Oh, yeah. The way I used to do. I could see her closing her eyes and telling them lies exactly like she told me to. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes.
Them. You remember them, I'm sure. I know. It was Here Comes the Night, new this week ending May 29, 1965. A new hit from Solomon Burke with his composition called Tonight's the Night.
Tonight's a night that you belong to me. Tonight's a night there'll be no company. Oh, tonight, tonight's a night. Tonight's the night. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, it is. Now listen to me, honey. Someone should call. Don't answer the phone. Somebody knocks on the door. Tell them we're not home. I just want it to be done. Nobody but me and you, honey. tonight. I don't want no friends around. There's a whole lot of sweet talk, yeah, I'm gonna be putting down. Cut on the stereo. Forget about the late, late show. Cause tonight, honey, well, tonight, listen to me.
Tonight,
and when the
tonight,
lights are low,
that you
I'm gonna lock
to
all the doors
tonight,
and throw away the key, baby.
Huh.
And then I wanna talk to you some more. Because tonight I got something I want to say to you, honey, tonight. I want to hear you say I do. And that ain't all, sugar. And when I get through, I want you to hold me, squeeze me, all of your mind. Because tonight, tonight is a night.
Tonight's the night from Solomon Burke. Here are those bad girls. The Shangri-Las with a new hit, and here they were whining, "Give us your blessings."
Run, run, Mary, run, run, run. Jimmy, run, run, run. Mary, run, run, run. Jimmy.
Mary and Jimmy, both very young, but as much in love as two people could be. And all they wanted was to be together and share that love eternally.
They went to their folks and told them that someday soon they'd be wed. Folks just laughed and called them kids. So Mary said, "Give us your blessings. Please don't make long run away.
Run away.
Give us your blessings. Say you'll be there. On our wedding day." They wouldn't have laughed at Mary, but they could have seen through the door. Jimmy was waiting in the car, but he begged them just once more. "Give us your blessing. Please don't make us run away.
Run away.
The Shangri-Las, and give us your blessings. Here's another girl group having a new hit this week, ending May the 29th, 1965. The Marvelettes with "I'll Keep Holding On." I'll keep holding on from the Marvelettes. Let's check those chart toppers this week ending May the 29th, 1965. The Beach Boys ousted the Beatles from the top spot on the Hot 100. Out went Ticket to Ride after 1 week at the top. And in came Help Me, Rhonda. Oh, my goodness. You know what the best-selling LP is. It's been there for weeks and weeks. Goldfinger. All right. Bobby Barton, our next artiste. Having a new one this week ending May the 29th, 1965. I Love You So. From Baltimore, Bobby Martin, having her third appearance on the Hot 100, I Love You So. It would be 5 years before she got back to these listings. Right now, we've got one of Phil Spector's girl groups, the Ronettes, having a hit 50 years ago this week with this Jerry Goffin and Carol King composition. Is this what I get for loving you?
Don't tell me you don't want love. hurt me. Don't leave me, baby.
Another wall of sound effort from the Ronettes. Is that what I get for something or other here? I had a lot of dots on this. I don't even want to know. Okay, Shirley Ellis. You remember her for her little gimmick songs where you had fun with her and the Nitty Gritty, and then we had the Name Game, and last time we heard from her, she had the clapping song, and now we got the puzzle song. You have to listen to the lyric real close in order to get this thing subtitled A Puzzle in Song. You're going to get the hook right out of the bat. Let's try it.
Is a puzzle in the song. Now how do you know if you know how to do whatever it is to be done by you? If there's nobody there to do it to, and what is it that has to be done as a puzzle in the song? Beat a pipe, a pick, a peck, a pickle, pepper, can't compare with trying to figure out the puzzle song. A hole in your tongue and say molasses on the table isn't as hard as trying to the puzzle song. And supposing you find the answer to who did he do the things to do? The puzzle is still as a puzzle of you. Is what is it that has to be done as a puzzle in song? Can't compare with trying to figure out the puzzle song. Or holding your tongue and saying molasses on the table isn't as hard as trying to figure out the puzzle song. And supposing you find the answer to who do you do the thing to do? The puzzle is still as a puzzle of you. It's what is it that has to be done as a puzzle in song? What is it that has to be done as a puzzle in song?
Well, there it is, A Puzzle in Song there. The puzzle song from Shirley Ellis. I hope you figured it out. But if you want to hear Peter Piper pick the peck of pickled peppers again, you will right now from Len Barry. Remember him as the lead singer of that Philly group, the Dovells, who brought us the Bristol Stomp and many others earlier in rock history. And now Len Barry was on his own, and his first Hot 100 appearance was this one, where you'll hear Peter Piper, well, doing this title called Lip Sync to the Tongue Twisters. Alrighty, I hope you had fun with that one. Hello to Len Barry. His greatest hit would be the next time he showed up on the Hot 100 in September with 1, 2, 3. Well, after all these fun and games, let's just get nostalgic with Jimmy Velvet 50 years ago this week, as he brought back the Dreamweavers' big hit from late 1955 called It's Almost Tomorrow.
It's almost tomorrow.
My dearest, my darling, tomorrow is near. The sun will bring showers of sadness, I fear. Your lips won't be smiling, your eyes will not shine, for I know tomorrow that your love won't be mine. It's almost tomorrow, but what can I do? Your kisses all tell me that your love is untrue. I love you forever, the star seems to shine.
Jimmy Velvet with It's Almost Tomorrow. For our final newcomer, 50 years ago this week, as we reach the cellar with Brenda Lee, who got a number 98 for her revival of Connie Francis' 1961 hit No One. This was a flip side from Brenda. This was the flip of last week's Too Many Rivers, which certainly was the bigger hit. So here's Brenda now, No One.
Thank you.
No, one from Brenda Lee. Now let's move along and check out some of the news from 40 years ago this week as we read a few items from the front page of the Bangor Daily News, Tuesday, the 27th of May, 1975. Defense Minister Shimon Peres said Monday that an official Yugoslav emissary visited Israel last week to discuss renewal of diplomatic ties between the two countries. All communist bloc nations except Romania severed ties after the 1967 Mideast War. Israel maintains trade relations with Yugoslavia. The Soviet Union is also reportedly exploring the possibilities of renewing ties with the Jewish state. And from Waterbury Center, Vermont, 40 years ago, Representative Morris Udall of Arizona, the third Democratic presidential hopeful in as many weeks to campaign in Vermont, told a group of Democrats he could not in good conscience accept George Wallace as a running mate if he wins the Democratic presidential nomination next year. He declined to specify who would be acceptable to him, but promised to consider choosing a woman for the number two slot. And political figures took to the stump throughout Maine on Monday to deliver Memorial Day addresses, eulogizing the war dead and calling for revitalization of the American spirit. At Brunswick, Governor James Longley told a Memorial Day audience that those who died for their country should be honored regardless of whether we agreed with the wisdom and necessity of a particular war. He praised the 667 Maine men who died in Vietnam as men who embraced the philosophy, "My country, right or wrong." In North Anson, former prisoner of war Mark Gartley, now Maine Secretary of State, said now is a time to stand up and be proud of our country. He said that America, the strongest and richest country in the world, also continues to be the flame of freedom for the rest of the world. Some of those stories from 40 years ago this week from front page of the Bangor Daily News, Tuesday, the 27th of May, 1975. Well, going to newcomers this week ending May the 31st, 1975, to Billboard's Hot 100, the Bee Gees finally joined the disco crowd, and they were rewarded greatly for their efforts, as they hadn't had many hits in the previous 2 years, only a couple of appearances on the Hot 100. But they really clicked with this one, which was new 40 years ago, and of course number one eventually for the Bee Gees with Jive Talkin'.
Treating me
The Bee Gees there, their big number one hit, eventually Jive Talkin'. New this week ending May the 31st, 1975, when the chart toppers were Freddie Fender ousting Earth, Wind and Fire from the number one position on the Hot 100. Out went Shining Star, and in came Before the Next Teardrop Falls. Best-selling LP remained Earth, Wind, and Fire's album, The Way. That's the way of the world. As we come to an end of our visit together with this one from Mobile, Alabama, we had Wet Willie having that group's fourth appearance on the Hot 100 with Dixie Rock. Closing honors, Dixie Rock. Well, let's see. We've got nothing left to do except give out a few thanks, and they go today to Howie Davison, Mary Louise Stevenson, Bob Shaw, and Jerry Peabody for some of the music we brought you this afternoon, right here, streaming your way over mpbn.net, and we'll do likewise next Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock when we go to the next weeks in musical history from 1915 to 1975 and have some newcomers for you at that time. So until next Friday afternoon, this is Toby LaBoudelier wishing you a very pleasant week.